flag and what kind of new airplanes you get, Steve. And Daryl TR.
We are KN4 BWA. What's happening, big guy? No new airplane. Just trying to get out today to fly the new airplane. I got a scale of a MAUL. That's MAULE. It's a real aircraft. That's kind of based on a, I guess you could say it's based on a Cub, but it's a very high speed Cub and very short takeoff and landing.
Well, that's what you split wood with, Steve. So, what do? Fly it up in the air and then come down and hit a log and split it?
Like the Air Force. I'm a triple threat.
Well, we just got home. We just went and got some ice for Bernice wants to make homemade ice cream. She makes it and freezes it. And whenever we want it, we have it. But I'll probably partake in a taste of it, though. Well, I hope you have a good day. And Dave said you had a brand spanking new airplane he's going to try out. I talked to him shortly, earlier this morning, when he was going to the dump. And that's the last time I heard him. And I haven't had the radio on or been out. I've been trying to fish out a... Oh, it's an American flag that I always wear on my shirt, and it fell down between the seats. And it's metal, but it's non-ferrous. Oh, did I have a time getting that stupid thing out? Now my back hurts. Well, it looks like the rain's going to hold off, so wish you all the luck, and you come home in one piece.
I'm hoping for. Hey, you had heard that about the U.S. Air Force being a triple threat, hadn't you?
No, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, I used to know an old boy who was a maintenance master chief, and he was really, 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 really good friends with this Marine, and the Marine kept telling him that the Air Force was a triple threat, that they'd bomb you, strafe you, and then fall on you.
Still here because of the United States Air Force, so I'm sure they're real thankful for him. Oh, shoot, Steve. I was going to change oil on my lawnmower, but I don't know. The more this hurts, the less I'm likely to do that, but I'm going to park the car out here in the carport and then go do that. It's about all I've done this morning is go down there and pick that up and picked up a spark plug for the rototiller and well, how big is that plane you're going to fly, and what you got for an engine? Is it electric or gas?
Pretty much gone over to electric entirely, and it's a 1.5 meter, so I'm thinking that's like 59 inches.
That's a biggie fry. Yeah, that sounds neat. That takes some horsepower to get that up, but boy, I guess those... lithium polymer batteries got the horsepower. Dave's described them to me before. And they are quite proud of extra batteries.
Oh, yes, they are. Yep. Yeah, as a matter of fact, Dave's got a whole big, I wouldn't say a toolbox full, but, you know, one of those little handy packs, probably 12 by 12, 4 inches deep, he's got one of those just slammed full of them.
He monitors those extremely close because they are a fire hazard, of course, and you want to charge them at the right contour, and if you don't, you can louse them up, but they are just amazing. You know, used to be talking milliamps, now they're talking amps.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got one of those smart chargers that's almost idiot-proof, which is a good thing.
And I think that's very wise. Sure is, because they are a danger. There's no question about that. And, the Boeing 787 had trouble with their lithium. They're lithium ion, I think. They're not polymers, but I don't know that for sure. But my nephew flies those things, and oh, I don't know. I don't talk to him very often, but I'm sure that's a concern.
I don't understand that. I mean, as much money as they put into those big aircraft like that, they've got to have, I mean, it would just be completely beyond me that they wouldn't have smart charging systems designed into those aircraft to where they could charge in flight.
Have, Steve. I've never read up on it, so I'm speaking out of turn. Yeah, they do, and usually they got, the planes nowadays just have two engines. They used to have three generators or alternators on four engines anyways, sometimes four. And but I'm no expert at that. But, yeah, the charging systems were pretty fail-safe, and you lose one, the other one takes over. But the size of the engines on these airplanes nowadays, wow, it's just unbelievable. For example, the old 727 had 20,000 pounds of thrust per engine with three engines, and now they got engines that are in excess of 100,000 pounds of thrust on one engine.
It's crazy, the technology, the way it's advanced. So, yeah, and you know who's behind that, don't you? A lot of it is GE and Pratt & Whitney.
Well, we had 1825 cubic inch radio engines, and there were Pratt & Whitney's. There were 1525 horse on that carrier plane I flew in. And, oh boy, those things sounded good. I still love the sound of the good old radio engines, and they were Pratt & Whitney's. Well, you know, there was a guy at General Electric selling the plans on the turbine blades to China for 7 years, and they just now caught up with him. I know just from talking to my friends and that. Now, Amy's not into that, but I know other people that are, and they wouldn't even discuss the technology that goes into those silicon dioxide or whatever it is, blades and those things. And that guy was selling the secrets to China for the last 7 years.
You know, all they really had to do was just buy one of those engines and take it and reverse engineer it. They didn't have to go through all that over 7 years.
That, but the technology to do it, I would say that, you know, you stop and think about developing the machinery and all that to do it. It's a lot faster to steal it, Steve.
Hope somebody is listening and gets totally offended, but that's all the Chinese are good for, is stealing, you know, what we do. And, you know, well, it was the same thing back when the Japanese were trying to come up. Toshiba stole our stealth submarine technology, and they distributed that around the world. So, you know, I guess the old saying is, if you can't figure it out, steal it from the Americans. You're right.
Zero TRY. I had a friend that was involved in that, and Toshiba, what happened was they didn't sell it to the Chinese. They inadvertently left the software in the machine tools that manufactured, and I can say this now, back then it was super secret, a 7-blade J-blade prop, which, if you ever noticed them launching nuclear submarines, they always have that back end of that sub covered, and that was why. And that's how they got that technology. Toshiba inadvertently left that in there, and actually, I think it was the CEO of Toshiba committed suicide over it.
The reason Toshiba had that technology to begin with is because they scarfed it from General Dynamics.
No, they had it, and they could manufacture it. To my knowledge, they didn't. They didn't steal it. They had it, and it was in the machine tools, but the Chinese didn't have the ability to do it on those machine tools without the software in there, if you see what I mean.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back and reread that, Tom. I believe they scarfed it from us.
Well, it's been so many years, you may be exactly right, Steve, and I don't mind being corrected. But it's been years since I read on that. That's the way I remember it. But you know what? I'm 73 years old, so I could very definitely be mistaken. You know, I was mistaken the other day. I was talking to Jim about a shoot down over Sakhalin Island. And it turns out he was exactly right, and I was exactly wrong. When they intercepted it, they thought at first, the Russians thought that that was an RC-135 spy plane because they'd frequented that area. But it wasn't. It was that shoot down of that, I think it was Korean Airlines 747. And the Russians did it on purpose, and they hurried up and done it before it got out of their radar range. And they knew it because they flew up alongside of it, and they didn't know it, but our NSA or whoever it was recording it, and we had the voice recordings of it, confirmed it was a commercial airliner, and they told them to shoot it down anyways.
Yep. Hey, I just looked that up, and it wasn't the Chinese. It was the Russians that they sold. Toshiba sold our technology to the Russians and then ran ads in newspapers apologizing for mistakenly selling it to the Russians. How do you mistakenly sell somebody technology? That's baloney.
Well, I think that's where they left the software in the machine tools that they sold to Russia. And I stand corrected on China, because China wasn't that advanced in submarines, whereas Russia was doing everything in the world to get ahead in submarines. And we could, back then, and this has been 50 years ago, we could detect Soviet submarines of all classes. And that's because they engineered them so fast and put them out to sea that they were actually, the crews were getting sick from the radiation and that. And there'd almost always be a mothership within 400 miles of a nuclear submarine so they could take those people off of there. But they did not have, you know, that was my job. They did not have seven-blade J-blades back then, not on their nukes or anything else.
Toshiba, now you can buy it on a U.S. kid's plastic model kit.
I wouldn't doubt it, Steve. Yeah, that was a big super secret then, and our nukes were pretty well undetectable. And I can assure you that's the case. And they've got nothing but better. But so has the Soviets and the Chinese in stealing the secrets to that technology.
And I'll let you in on a little something else, too. The Toshiba Corporation for years tried to get me to sell and be a dealer for their medical equipment. And guys like me all around the country refused to sell their stuff over that particular situation. So they may have made a bunch of money on the front end of that, but let me tell you what, it cost them so much money in the long run. You know, they can brag about the Chinese and the Japanese and all them Asians playing the long game, but they sure didn't do it there, because it cost them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it goes way back from that. You may not remember it, but after we developed the atomic bomb, later years, not too many, we developed the hydrogen bomb. And Russia did not have the secret to that, which was an exponentially larger bomb. And there were some college students over here that, if I remember right, give it to the Russians because they thought we should be equal in power, or that the Russians should, or we might launch the first attack. And so that was their excuse for giving them the secrets to the hydrogen bomb. And the atom bomb, they stole the secrets too, you know. And what they call that, status quo. They thought it ought to be a status quo and that the Russians ought to have it. And so I always say, when we're paying for those students to come over here and study from those countries, we're just paying them to make better bombs to destroy us with.
Got a text message from Dave. I'm going to jump off here. There's a new hot dog place on 357. I'll run in there and grab me some hot dogs, and then I'm going to go up and fly my airplanes, Tom. So I'm going to have to sign with you, buddy. 73s, KN4 VWA. I'll be clear after your final. Behave today.
That would be extremely out of character. And as you go in, be singing, I wished I was an Oscar Mayer wiener. And I'll see you later with that, Steve. KN4VWA and 0TR is clear.
He's just a wiener. He's just a wiener.
Uh-oh, that was Jim. You sound like ND7J.
Try again. 2HXS.
Well, you sound like ND7J. Dave, I'm sorry. Shoot. And you know what? Bernice said that the other day. And Bernice never makes mistakes because she's my War Department, Dave.
Okay, exactly. I just couldn't resist it. Throw a comment in there about Steve. So, oh well. Tom, we'll catch you a little later. KV2HXS.
Okie doke. Good to hear you, Dave. Sorry about I missed your call there. But I was going by my ears and not my brain, I guess. And I got to get in there and go get the lawnmower out and change the Earl, as we used to say up in Kansas. Not near the change in languages they have down here for things, but Earl. Anyways, KB2HXS. This is N0TR 73's Dave. Have a good meal.
All right, Tom, catch you 73, KB2HXS.
4DJC.